Can you imagine fighting over that sound? Two companies are. Each offers tours of historic Philadelphia in duck boats, so-called because they can travel on land or on water. And both companies give out plastic noisemakers that emit a quacking sound when you blow into them. Now one company is accusing the other of foul play. From member station WHYY, Joel Rose reports.
Just across the street from Independence Hall and the Liberty Bell, two dozen tourists are lining up for a cruise around Philadelphia. They'll spend the next hour in what is essentially a boat with wheels. Every passenger gets a pair of yellow plastic duck lips, which most are eager to test out. Anthony Best of Westchester, Pennsylvania, is here with his wife and her brother from Scotland and his wife. They've brought along their four kids.
I had a really good time on there. You know, I'm sure the kids thoroughly enjoyed it, especially the quackers. If they didn't have the quackers, who knows, then we would have to entertain them. So it's a good thing for the quackers being here.
The tour boat belongs to a company called Ride the Ducks, which gives tours in Boston, Seattle, and other cities, and started operating in Philadelphia 2 years ago. Ride the Ducks sold 100,000 tickets last summer, according to general manager Scott Lewis. He thinks the quacking device is a big part of the appeal. That's why Ride the Ducks sought a trademark for its plastic duck necklace, officially known as the Wacky Quacker.
We recognized a while back that the Wacky Quacker itself and the quacking device on our tours is an integral part of our product. The concern is that the average person may not know the difference between the Ride the Ducks brand, which is ours, and someone else who comes into market who may call themselves a similar name or run a similar type tour.
And a similar duck necklace. Half a block away, a local company called Super Ducks is offering its own land and sea tour.
I've got something that looks like a pair of duck lips, a bill, let's say. It'll make a noise. Would you like to hear the noise? Here we go.
Captain Joe Sager works for Super Ducks, which opened for business last summer. The two companies have been squawking at each other ever since. Ride the Ducks asked a federal judge to block its new competitor from giving out duck necklaces, claiming trademark infringement. Sager is not impressed.
I think it's a bunch of nonsense. First of all, you can buy these quackers online. Anyone can purchase the quackers. They're saying they're not making all of the duck money in town, and that's what they're after.
The judge sided with Super Ducks, saying the quacking sound was too familiar to deserve protection, and declined to grant the injunction, which means it's open season for noisemakers, while Ride the Ducks decides whether to appeal. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose in Philadelphia.